عبر الدجى رمحا من اللهب شدي عليك الجرح وانتصبي عبر الدجى رمحا من اللهب يا ساحة الأنواء كم عصفت فيها خيول الهول والرعب
Stefan Christoph is currently writing for the Daily Star in Lebanon, which is the English daily newspaper. He is also a member of Tadamon, which means solidarity in Arabic, and it's a grassroots collective aimed at creating ties between social justice initiatives in Montreal and Beirut. Stefan, thank you for being with us today. Stefan, could you provide us with a description of exactly what is happening now with the Israeli incursion?
Tonight, Israeli warplanes bombed the southern suburbs of Beirut. They targeted the television station Al Manar, which is linked heavily to Hezbollah, an armed resistance group in Lebanon that was formed in the context of the Israeli occupation of the south of the country. It was created in the late 1980s when indigenous Lebanese resistance to Israeli occupation grew. Now, in Beirut today, everyone is watching closely what is happening throughout the country. It's not only the capital that is being hit by the Israeli military, but also the whole south of the country has been very heavily attacked. Both the cities of Sidda and Sur have been severely attacked, specifically the social infrastructure of those cities, the public infrastructure, highways, bridges, roads have been bombed, basically creating a situation where it is impossible to move from those southern cities to the north of the country, isolating the Lebanese population and pockets basically in the different cities. So this is a really devastating situation. Also, the Israeli military this morning at 6:30 a.m. Beirut time bombed the runways of the Beirut International Airport. And tonight, again, they hit the airport, targeting the fuel reserves of the airport. On top of that, the Israeli military has placed naval ships across the Lebanese coast on the Mediterranean Sea, and it's continually flying over Lebanon. Essentially, what is happening is a military blockade of the country. This, of course, takes place in the context of the capturing of two Israeli soldiers and the killing of seven others by Hezbollah yesterday. In the Israeli-occupied Shabah farms, which the Lebanese government officially describes as Lebanese territory. Now, the capturing of Israeli soldiers by Hezbollah this time is a repeat occurrence, in a sense. In other times, Hezbollah has been able to capture Israeli soldiers and negotiate exchange. In exchange with Lebanese prisoners held in Israeli prisons. This entire situation must be put in that context. The Israeli authorities continue to hold an estimated hundreds of Lebanese prisoners in Israeli jails. There are some cases of prisoners being held for over 20 years. This is not being heavily mentioned in the international press, while it must be looked at as the central reason for Hezbollah's military operation in which two Israeli soldiers were kidnapped. Tonight, Beirut is quite quiet. It's a very bustling and noisy city in general, but the streets are empty. All throughout the day, also the streets were empty, which is very characteristic of Beirut. But everybody is staying at home while also thousands of people are fleeing the country. Throughout the day, people were fleeing to Syria. The European Union has demanded that all of its citizens leave the country, and they're organizing emergency flights from Damascus and also from Cyprus. So that's the situation in general. The most important fact that must be mentioned and repeated is that upwards of 60 Lebanese civilians have lost their lives in these airstrikes. This civilian death toll today was growing by the hour. And if Israel continues its military assault, as they are currently, as we are speaking, in the southern suburbs of Beirut, the death toll will definitely rise. Mm-hmm.
International mainstream media has been reporting such things as the Israeli warplanes targeting the airport, as Israeli warplanes dropping leaflets in Hezbollah-held areas, saying, you know, that you should flee these areas. But it seems that from what you're saying is that people are not being given the opportunity, and they do not have the means to leave if highways and all infrastructure is being bombed. Am I correct in saying that?
Well, the question a lot of people are asking today is if Israel and its military are demanding that the civilians flee the southern suburbs, where would they go? Where would the Lebanese go? This is a question that in some ways is unanswerable. Mm-hmm. The fact is that the Israeli military has targeted not only the cities of Saida, Sur, and Beirut, but they've also targeted Baalbek in the Bekaa Valley of Lebanon. They've also targeted numerous villages throughout the south of the country. So it doesn't seem as if any significant part of the country, with the exception of the northern region, is being spared from these attacks. So the question is where do you go? Importantly, it should be mentioned that foreign nationals were fleeing from Lebanon to Syria throughout the day. However, at this time, Israel continues a threat that it repeated this afternoon, which basically was that they would be bombing the main highway, which is a very heavy transportation vein between Beirut and Damascus, one of the most highly traveled highways in the Middle East. They are threatening that this highway will be bombed. And for this reason, it is becoming increasingly difficult to leave. This morning in downtown Beirut, I saw dozens and dozens of tourists at the bottoms of hotels with their luggage attempting to flee the country, and many did. However, the strikes will continue, and the question is for the Lebanese, where will they go? And there's not many options. I think that's clear to most people here.
Is there anything else that you think that it is important to add, given all of the information that is coming out from mainstream media reports, and given the fact that many Canadians believe that that Hezbollah is a terrorist organization?
Well, I think we have to view what's happening in Lebanon today as inherently linked to the occupation of the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Many progressive political commentators in Lebanon have for a long time stated that the political future of Lebanon is intertwined with the political future of Palestine. Many in Lebanon would disagree with that. However, today's actions by the Israeli military, I think, exemplify that fact. So what is happening today in the Gaza Strip, well, throughout the last couple of weeks, where we've seen massive death tolls at the hands of the Israeli military forces, is inherently linked to what is happening in Lebanon. Hassan Nasrallah, the Secretary General of Hezbollah, when making his national press conference yesterday, directly connected the capturing of Israeli soldiers and the military escalation on the part of Israel to the Israeli military assault on Gaza. And when speaking to people in Beirut, most people will make that connection, seeing their the issues that they are facing at the hands of the Israeli military as intimately intertwined with the issues that are faced by Palestinians on a daily basis.
Stefan Christoph, thank you very much for speaking with us today.